tell me why we restore or hide all of the goodness that the Lord provides. Taste the fruit that stems from His grace and truth that's ever divine. Man, look, never combined. The truth could be told. We reflect the fruit because He rose. Start with life, plus pay for my sins in the darkest night. No good comes apart from Christ. Now don't wait to conform. Be different and deviate from the norms. It seems tough when deeds could mean nothing. At best you'll find kind acts that connect to the vine. Open the seed, and hopefully soon you will see that we stay planted at the root of the tree. See, it seems time of believing that it's an honor to master wood, handcrafted for good. Bear fruit.
You show us your goodness. We're sharing your goodness. Now we know.
To the head to begin, through His body and blood that was shed for sin, crucified, and we should respect all that He did for the good of the elect. Gotta believe, dig deep out of the knees, He do a lens as we do what's pleasing to Him. Open the eyes of the hearts of man to see God. We expect nothing but offer a free ride. Give it a go, and at least we'll try. Patience, conduct, and reflect His reputation. Taste the sweet, give us grace and defeat. It's goodness through tribulation and peace. Pride and a fool abides by the block tools. Good that plot gain is just not the same. Lies are found, but truth is not lost. We stress the good that is rooted in the cross.
You've shown us your goodness. We're sharing your goodness. Now we know.
The sun after the fall, the best act of all, you would suppose. Do good because He rose, time will tell. He's alive and doing well. Good thing we put the truth in the air. It's right for the life that has fruit to bear. Take heed and don't miss it, please, just listen. It was good, there's a need for our redemption. Grace from the power above, we do kind acts that are showered in love. Bear fruit, all or nothing, it's a way to trust the goodness of the Lord that is displayed through us. Tools in the master's hand. It's not hard to understand that we're part of His plan. Cause of the rock's fall, we got up from the fall. Do you good, get the credit for everything good.
You shown us your goodness. We're sharing your goodness. Now we know.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for another exciting training day in a brand new year. Hallelujah. Given out of the crisis at the head of my life, amen. Lord God, Jehovah, hallelujah. The blessed Holy Spirit, Pastor O. Amen. My producers, lovely wife, Running for Christ Ministries, my friends at Word of Faith Christian Center, International Southfield, amen, and all the saints and friends here and there and everywhere, amen, and Triumph Church, amen, hallelujah, amen. My grandfather was one of the original members, amen. But anyway, praise the Lord for that, hallelujah. You know, if you have any question as to whether or not God can do what He said He gonna do, just think about this. All 365 days of last year, you better believe Satan was trying to stop you from getting to this year. Now you have evidence that he can't do it. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Amen. Don't think that no bullets come flying by your head and that no car didn't crash into you and that a meteor didn't hit your house, that they wasn't trying. Believe me, demons don't think about doing good at all, ever. I mean, you the enemy, especially if you praying every day, walking upright. Amen, but amen. But just thank God for another blessed day. Amen, a blessed year. You know, the word we was given for this year was acceleration and demonstration. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that. You know, I'm looking for God to use the average that's walking upright to, amen, to do mighty works, spectacular things through them, amen. Because we tend to think only the leadership can do those things. That's not what the scriptures say. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's go before the throne of grace. Amen. Gracious Father, we do thank you and we do praise you that we even have the privilege to come before your throne. We thank you, Lord, that it came with a high cost. You shed the blood of your own son to make this happen for us. And we thank you. And we thank you, Jesus, for being obedient unto the cross. Amen. Suffering death and shame for us. Amen. When you had no sin, you took ours. And you sent back the Holy Spirit. Now, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is our teacher, our guide, our comfort. Amen. Our instructor, our light. And he is there to help us to go forward in your name to victory, which we know we already have. Father God, right now I ask that you bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, and we will better know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you made available to those that submit and obey you. Father God, I ask right now those that are struggling right now that you would strengthen them with might in their inner man. Amen. As they go through this new year, bless them to see the victory that they already have. Father, we ask that you bless us with the knowledge of your will and give us the strength and courage to carry it out so that we'll be fruitful in every good work that is approved of by you. Father God, right now we ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. We want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. At the end of the year, we started talking a little bit about healing. And, you know, I got I got three different titles for the same message. You know how that goes. But it's faith wars for healing. Faith wars for healing. You know, this is the area I don't spend a lot of time on because it's like all the promises of God. It's a do thing. Now, the objective is to help you understand that this is a benefit package that you get, but it also serves a purpose as we're going to talk about. You know, but I want to use as our headline scripture found in 3 John, the third book of John. That's in the back of the Bible for new people, and the rest of you can thumb through your index on your tablet or whatever you're using. And it reads in 3 John verse 2, said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." Amen. And I want to read verse 3 with that because it plays a definite role in that occurring. Because the promise is, and the love of God is unconditional because the challenges are great. But the promises of God are conditional. Number one being you must have a covenant through Jesus Christ. It's not optional. "For I rejoice," in verse 3 it says, "For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." Now, and children is not his children that he gave birth to. It is that of under his pastorate as a leader that John was. You know, I'm acclimated to John. I mean, what draws me to John is that he is a teacher of love, if you read his books. And love is always agape-type love in the Greek. And that is godly love. And the great thing about a godly love, when you understand agape love, is the source is God. Okay, you get Eros from your wife or your spouse, your husband. You get Phileo from your neighbors, I mean, from your friends, and Storge from your children. You know, it's Storge is spelled S-T-O-R-G-I. And I think people, one, Christians, by not being in an environment where they are properly taught and not seeking God, that's really the key factor. Not seeking God for revelation in this day and age when there's so much information available, to be ignorant of what God is doing and not to even want to know what he is doing, that's even worse. And that's the case in many people's lives. They tell me they believe in God, but they haven't even read the four gospels. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You believe there is a God. You might be saved. They call that fire insurance. That's all you got. You're going to approach God empty-handed, but I'm not talking about that today. We're talking about healing and the reasoning behind that, if you've noticed. There's always been a multitude of diseases. I don't think it's now the media hypes it. I don't know if they own stock in the pharmaceutical companies or whatever reason, or that for some reason they decide to hype it as though it's some new thing that came. But it also relates to, I believe in Luke, let me see, I know I wrote it down somewhere. Anyway, Luke chapter 21, when Jesus was telling the disciples about the last days, he mentioned the fact that one of the identifiers of the last days was the term pestilences, which are diseases and sicknesses and plagues. And he used a plural term. And as we approach that day, in our case, as we approach closer to the rapture, we will experience, there will come more. And if you, I believe I said, I was going to say that you may have noticed that the COVID virus is mutating on a regular basis. Almost every 3 months you get a new variant of it. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't care how many variants of it there is, the word of God, the promises of God can handle it. I mean, it was a challenging situation. And I'm of the mindset that it takes faith either or. People that took the shot, it took faith. You don't know who's mixing the shot up. You don't know if they're honest or crazy. And you're taking it. You don't have no clue if they're putting the right chemicals in there. You don't know if the machine malfunctioned and put the wrong mix in there. You don't know any of that, you know. You really can only trust God. I mean, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. The stuff is in the air. It takes, because you don't know, because they lie. And as how many times have pharmaceutical companies been brought to court when they found out they lied about their product? Money drives. It isn't. The Bible don't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money. That's when a broke person robs somebody. You don't have to have money. It's when you love it more than God and people. That's what that's talking about. But here, you know, I hear the phrase that says, faith begins where the will of God is known. Now, in this area, the will of God is what we just read in 3 John 2. And it said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in health, just as your soul prospers. And that right there speaks of the conditions right there, okay? One, that you may prosper, okay? As be in health, as your soul prospers. Now, we, unlike them back then, which was around 60 A.D., we have much, much more information than they had in that aspect. But sometimes, I don't know, we might have suffered from information overload and overthink some things because they couldn't run the CVS to get nothing for healing. They, got a revelation of some mixes, because you had chemical sciences back then just as you have now, okay? But he says that your soul prospers. Now, your soul prospers by gaining revelation knowledge of the Word of God. As you learn the Word and as you walk in the Word, that puts you in a position where you can access the power of God. Now, I've talked times before when it comes to power, amen, it depends on the level of discipline that you display will determine how much power you should have. That's the way it's supposed to work, but we find that that ain't always the case. But in God's case, it does. Then there's the aspect of you as an individual. Now, you know, in my book, I talk about the fact that if you cannot grasp the aspect of paradox, and a paradox is when something is true that may have, let me read what it says here, because you want to get the bottom line is, it may sound of, it says, a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that when investigated or explained may prove to be well-founded or true. It's kind of like you saying that it's the opposite, but it's true. Now, we want to go to John 10:10, because this here kills a lot of messages that I heard people preach, you know, because they talk. Let me tell you, don't be afraid to ask God. James 1:5 says, if any man lack wisdom, proper understanding, let him ask of God, who gives to all men and women and won't criticize them for asking. Because remember, you are cognition. God is omniscient. He knows all things. You are learning. And the problem I find with people is they act like they know all things. This is why you have so many crazy doctors. This is why we don't just have pure Christianity as it is in the Bible, and we have all these, quote, denominations. That's called, denomination is another word for division, but issue. And I want to read this from the King James. It says, The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, the thief he's talking about right here is Satan. He come to steal your health. He come to steal your money. He come to steal. Now, again, all these events occur so that we can understand the level of authority and power that we have that we will be utilizing throughout eternity. This is not just, again, you got to keep in mind the fact that Jesus had already paid for your mansion in heaven. Now, I tell you, man's going to be sitting in the middle, if it's going to be one on earth, it's going to be sitting in the middle of the ocean somewhere, and you'll be able to teleport there and visit, you know. That's how it's going to be. Not far from my island, you know, whatever. But I don't, you know, I have one. He didn't say I had to have one on land. So, you know, I mean, he's giving them away. Because one of the things that Jesus is going to do is balance out life. There won't be no rich and poor. Okay, it's going to be equal. So that eliminates envy and strife. But we go through them processes so that we will understand. You don't know yourself until you find that you get pushed on by another spirit. Anyway, but he said that I am come that you might have life more abundantly. See, so my point here is that when anything negative happens, see, rarely is God's hand involved. And usually God's hand is not involved. Unless, and in our time, it would be, someone like myself, a spiritually educated, senior, mature Christian, that have been told something to do or told not to do something and just completely ignore it as though God ain't going to do nothing. See, I ain't going to even share that, but let me tell you, I have had that experience. This is why I know that is. You know, I want to read to you Acts 17:30. In fact, I think we read that last time because it's imperative to know. And the reason I'm going there is we're going to find out in a minute. Now, my point in that aspect, though, is that you as an individual, okay, God won't hold you to the same level as he might pass over. I'm going to put it on him. Because God does have a chain of command, and in the fact that he has a chain of command, in other words, God will share things with pastors that he won't share with me, or he might share something with me, but he'll give the pastor more detail because his life, his authority affects more people, you know, and we're supposed to adhere to them. This is why I will bring questions to my pastor, and I expect, I put one before him, and what I liked about it is he said he'd go pray about it because, you know, some things I can get from an usher. I mean, you know, I mean, you got some folks that do be paying attention in church, okay? I had to ask my pastor everything, but some things that I can't define myself or I'm not absolute before I release it, I prefer to have God certify. But anyway, but in the process, and this here refers to our time. You if you spend an hours on Facebook and minutes in the Word, you got that backwards because this is eternity. The Facebook is going to be wiped out, okay? It's going, you know, by the way, they say the way of the dodo. I don't know if they even teach what that is. Anyway, this is in the Amplified Version, Acts chapter 17, verse 30. It says, Therefore God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, that is to change their old way of thinking, to regret their past sin, and to seek God's purpose for their lives. Now, that means you got to have some knowledge. Now, again, God he's different for everybody. God knows. He'll let you know if you drag him, you know, because, okay, you might have just got saved last week. Man. You might have just got saved last week, and he's, again, like I said, he's not going to hold you to the same level, but at the same time, you have access to information now that I did not have access to when I began. I mean, right now, I got all my Bibles on my cell phone and commentaries and encyclopedias and all types of knowledge. And then you got access to Google. Anyway, might as well read verse 31. It says, because he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed and destined for that task, that's Jesus. And he has provided credible proof to everyone by raising him from the dead. And we all know who that is. Amen. Anyway, all right. Now, I said all that because if you remember last week, I ended talking about seven causes of prayer success, you can label it how you want it. But generally, there are seven areas that will have an impact on whether or not or how long it takes for you to manifest the promise of God. Now, God is the ultimate override. He can change rules at his behest. He's not linked into anything that we come up, that even if he give us a revelation, he can change it on an individual basis. Again, that goes with a lot of criteria that he decides, not what we decide. Okay? Now, but a person, I would say, you've been a Christian for 20 years, you're not going to slip by versus a person that's been a Christian for a couple of years. Okay? You're not going, a person that's gone through a lot of challenges, you get people that just got saved, but they came out of an abusive relationship, living in a women's shelter. They got a lot of challenges on their mind. It's a lot of information they don't have, and they're dealing with the fact of whether or not, why didn't God prevent that, as they may think that it was his responsibility, which it wasn't. Okay? It's a lot of moving pieces in there, so he's not going to be the same. So what I'm saying is, if you're new to this, new to Christ, don't let this shake you, but be aggressive at learning about it, because that's the priority. And again, that's because Satan is cooking up new diseases to dump out. And he has a host of people that he enticed with dollars to sell people out. You know, that's the nature. But you, the greater power is in you. As it says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, so I'd like to say things are going to get better, but it ain't going to get better until Jesus comes. If you read the book of Revelation, chapter 7 through 9, it's going to get worse and worse. You ain't going to be here doing those events. We leave in chapter 4, okay? So you really don't have to worry about that. But my point here is, up until that point, you know, God has this thing about he know where the breaking point is. We don't know where he, you might think, okay, God, this is enough. He's like, no, I ain't. You know, he's the master maker. He's the pottery maker. He knows how much he knows how far to go. And you may not think, because he know that we will quit sooner if he let us. And that's with any aspect of life. And that's a challenge of life. You think about successful people. Every time I would go to one of them conferences and hear one a multimillionaire speak, they always talk about how they fail. They never leave that part out, because they want you to understand that success don't come by ease. And God wants us to understand. So our situations are different. Right now I'm dealing with some issues, mainly age-related, but there's nothing in the Bible. Matter of fact, there's evidence in the Bible that that doesn't have to be the case, okay? The Bible said that Moses' eyes were not dim. That dude was 120 years old, okay? So in his strength had not abated. So I don't have to be walking around on a 4-chain barely making it, you know. But again, there are some factors involved in that. Moses and them didn't have to have an FDA back then. Satan hadn't figured out how to infiltrate through the food, which is critical in that. All right? So we talked about that. The number one issue is that you must have a relationship through Jesus Christ, which is the easiest of them all. Now, the next area we want to talk about is your mouth. And if you listen to people, you'll hear why. People, see, Satan has had 6,000 years to master human psychology and to understand us. So you have to recognize that aspect of it. You know, your mouth plays a tremendous role, because you are made in the image and the likeness of God. And if you, matter of fact, we're going to go to Mark chapter 11. Okay. And talk about an issue. And I am following the Holy Spirit. Because, okay, let's go. First, matter of fact, let me get my marked out version here. Then I marked out. All right. Now, true enough, this is Jesus. All right? But you got to understand who Jesus, one of the aspects, Jesus is what they call the hypostatic union. He was fully man and fully God. And you read John 1:1 and other verses, you get that. And if you don't get that, ask God about it. Because you need to understand that God is omnipresent. And you need a co-omnipresent visual for us to understand. Now, Jesus, I said that to say that Jesus is a model of what we are going to be. And I think that's the area that still, I know some of our brothers and sisters that struggle with that aspect because it's so tremendous. But they're ignoring basic things that they see and hear. I mean, the simple ability to be able to hear me when there are people that can't. That's a tremendous work right there. That's related to the likeness of God. And this is why God sent us through Training Day. Amen, Training Day 5.0. Anyway, I'm going to start with verse 12. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was, Jesus, was hungry. And seeing afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see perhaps if he would find something on it. Came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not the season for figs. Great. But anyway, you need to ask God about that right there. Somebody teaching on that. It wasn't even a season for figs. But anyway, in response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. See, I mean, they heard it. But they also knew there was a season for figs. Okay, now, and as a point of reference, it's something you got to ask God about it. That is one of the prayers of imprecation. Okay, that's tremendous power. See, this is what this is all about. The healing is not about just the fact of receiving the promises of God. It's about us understanding the power that we have. That's going to be used, particularly during the 1,000 years, and I don't know, maybe even after that. But you look at how people act with power, and you see why we need to have this behavior training through the Word of God. All right, so here in verse 11, he turns to fig tree. So now here down in verse 21, or verse 20, it says, now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. All right. Now Jesus is going to explain what they saw. You need to get this. And again, get with God on this. Pray about it. This is the prayer season. Amen. Our church is on 30 days of prayer at Word of Faith, and for some of us, our own fasting. And, you know, for the folks that like to do the Daniel fast, he did that for the nation. You don't do a personal fast 21 days. That only takes a day. Anyway, hallelujah. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say that whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he or she says. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That's a lot. But again, he's exposing the level of power that we will have, and that's in us now. And again, I've seen over the years of men and women of God. Well, men, I'll tell you a good example is a book called God's Generals. And in that was during the early 20th century when God had, they had a Holy Ghost revolution, Amen. And God was doing miracles everywhere. And these men of God, some of these men and women of God, heads swell up as though they were doing the miracle, as though it was something special about them. Special was that God used them. But, you know, at all times, and it's amazing how they get drawn to the fire. And I've seen that in my time, how it is. And one of the aspects of that is, the Bible said, pray for those in authority in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And the pastors are, and leaders, spiritual pastors, prophets, evangelists, are spiritual leaders. They're leaders. They are the highest leaders. They are higher than the CEOs of the world. I mean, here it is. This is January 2nd, 2024. Hey, I got that right. And I'm every season, I know some people, and they share all the reports, the attempts, or the warnings that was given out that these terrorist groups is going to try to perform during the holiday season. They want to think they got more power than God. But the saints of the Most High God have been taught more about prayer than previous generations, and they are doing it. They're meeting the standard that God said, which is why nothing got blown up through his night. They tried. Don't think the devil ain't. The devil hates that he can't beat us. Not only don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. But Jesus, so he's illustrating. He's saying some things. And for you folk, young folk going to college, if a professor asks you for proof of God, tell him God don't give proof to unbelievers, ever. Don't waste that debate. Don't tell him Titus 3:9 say you're not supposed to debate, but God does not give proof to unbelievers. God is economical. He won't even give it to some Christians that don't believe him. And this is what Jesus is talking about right here. Now, when he said have faith in God, okay, he's not saying just trust God to do this, because he talks about what you can do. He's saying God made a covenant with you. He keeps his word. He made his promise. He's empowered you. Now, they didn't have the Holy Spirit right then like we have it now. See, if on the video portion, I'm wearing a red cap. You knew everybody that had the Holy Ghost had a red cap on, and you know it. See, people want to be able to do everything Jesus did. And I get it, because I do. I want to do it for the glory of God. I want to shake down the devil's kingdom. But God has his own timing and will and way to do things. Okay? But this is the thing right here is that follow me with this, and if you're struggling with something, we're going to see that God does different things different ways for different people at different times, okay? And the reason he does that, okay, is the one so that we won't get these situations, though, minimum of these situations where people try to make a product out of, send me $1,000 and I'll send you this healing rag, See, that's what happened. God will do that one time and people will make a doctrine out of it. That's how strange some of our people are, I get that. But see, again, knowing how God's going to do what he's going to do, when he's going to do, you as an individual have to develop a sensitivity to him. See, this is how these Jim Jones-type characters, I know I'm speaking way beyond the years of a lot of people, come about. Because in ignorance, when I first saw Jim Jones, you had to look him up. Yeah, I believe there's a movie about it, but ain't no way. I'd have been gone. Anyway. All right. But he said, for surely I said, whoever says to this mountain. Remember, I tell you that you as an individual could split this earth in half. You go back and I think if you look at my videos or listen to my messages on why God lets the devil exist, because you need to understand the revelation, the nature of man, or in my book, the nature of man outside of your body. Think about it. I'm going to a funeral tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And matter of fact, it was the man that led me to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he didn't, they didn't take him and put him in a rocket and launch him out into space to go to heaven. I mean, as soon as he came up out the body, the angel said, we go this way. And then he flew at the speed of light. I mean, faster than the speed of light. He flew at the speed of thought. I mean, that's tremendous. I mean, that's power. If you take that force and go up, say, 20,000 miles and then come back full speed toward the earth, you'll split the earth like a peanut. I'm telling you. You will have God's nature. And that's tremendous. And this is why he locked people in hell so they won't destroy the universe. Because they got that kind of power. And he cannot let them run loose in the universe. And it's only two things. Remember I said it's two things that set the parameter for the behavior. And that's in Matthew 22:37 through 29. And that is full love for God, heart, mind, and soul, and love for your neighbor tells God whether or not you're adhering to that. And that's challenge. That's why we go through these challenges. It's life. It is the way it is. He said, if you say that mountain be removed into this cast in the sea and does not doubt in your spirit. Okay, wherever you see the word heart, particularly in the New Testament, it's your inner man, your heart man, you, the deepest part of you, the part of you that will always be. Okay? You know, the person I'm going to the funeral with, their body, their spirit is gone, their heart is gone, but their body is still here. Now, I'm talking about the flesh part. This is particularly for my new people. But believe that those things which he says shall be done, he will have whatever he says. There go. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth. When you believe in God for healing, okay, as you gain revelation knowledge, and look up some of the videos on YouTube or messages on healing, mainly look up on confession, because what comes out of your mouth has a big effect, because it just as God can call those things, as he says in Romans, I believe, 4:4. But anyway, God says, but it bottom line is, it says, God called those things that be not as though they were, past tense, okay? One of our headline scriptures in this message has been 1 Peter 2:24, where it says, by his stripes you were healed, all right? But if you read the original, where that comes from, when they quote scripture, they get it out the Old Testament, okay? And that comes out of Isaiah 53:5, where it says, by his stripes you are healed, okay? There's a difference. And when Jesus was resurrected, he completed what was necessary to make sure that we get access to the benefits and promises of God through the power of God. Are you getting this? I mean, I don't want to go too fast because, again, your bottom line is this, okay? When I announce something, when I confess the word, I'm announcing to the angels and the demons, but mostly to the demons, to the attackers, okay? That's where that stuff comes from. That's what we're talking about in John 10:10. The thief comes, that means he's sneaky about it. He comes to steal your health. But he can steal if you're unaware or you don't have protection against him. And again, one of the doors that he will use to get in is your okay through what you say. And it seems like I take one step forward and two steps back. It's like I always catch the flu every year. If you say those things, they are allowed to inflict you with that. Now, see, these are things you need to know. I mean, it's enough challenges that you're going to get trying to do right. You don't want to help them work against you, okay? I mean, it's important because, again, what I'm saying all this is about is, one, as we move on in time, there are going to be so many afflictions, and they ain't no telling where they're going with it. So even if the government may get to the place where they'll try to force people to take shots, when I went, I took a shot. I am, you know, but I, you know what? I had something specific in mind. And that was, I was not only going to pray over my shot, but I was going to pray over everything that was in there. I couldn't pray over all these shots in the U.S. I'm only coded president. C-O-N-I-P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Okay. I have limited territory, okay, that God grant me. But everybody where I was that got a shot, they stuff was good. Because, again, you don't know if the product is contaminated. Remember, they had some products that were contaminated. And everybody that was there that day, well, you know, theirs wasn't contaminated because I spoke it so. That, see, these are the things we are here to learn and understand. It makes a difference. People, you Christians have this authority. Everybody that has said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, has this authority. Well, they listen. And I had to deal with this too. Listen, they say it right, and they'll forget. They use the term, and I agree with it. Speaking, being filled with the Holy Spirit with the Bible evidence of speaking in tongues. Okay, I get that. Okay, but look at the order of the events, and that happens anytime you do Ephesians 5:18. Singing psalms, hymns, and make a melody into your heart unto the Lord. You filled first. See, you don't have to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is, I tell you, I like terrorizing the devil with it because it's a sneak attack on him. You got to learn what that's about. You can talk. You can speak what's in your heart, and you control the language. You and the Holy Spirit together will make up the language that he can't. He can speak Spanish. Satan can speak Spanish, he can speak Japtalian and everything, but he can't speak Angelicese. That's the only way I can pronounce that. And it's something, but that's just an advantage. But point here, what Jesus is talking about is we have this covenant ability. See, this is what this is about. God would not have gone through all these changes if it was such a simple matter. This is collegiate level. If you don't believe this, this is college level. This is why a lot of people don't pursue it. But if you do pursue it, God will give it to you. God will give it to you. He'll give you more. You know, each generation, just like our generation, know more about this than the previous generation. We sought it more. We asked God. It was simple. It was as simple as asking God. And then waiting on him to give the revelation. Remember, I know y'all don't remember, but when I asked God why he let the devil exist, he waited 3 months before he shared it with me. But he did, and that's one of the key factors in this relationship. There is a list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. You're going to get a chance to use all that fruit. Think of it as lemons, persimmons, and all that. And a bunch of cherries, I guarantee you. It reads like that, but when you think about it, they all deal with opposite circumstances. You know, if fruit of spirit is love, guess what? God expects you the fruit to manifest when you're being hated on, okay? Whatever it is it joy? It's in an hour when Satan trying to depress you, you know. Don't let that dude do that. That's another area. That's the area that he used first hit. Because if you weaken your mind, he weaken your spirit, then he comes in and infiltrate. All right? Okay, so where we at here? Let's see what we got. We didn't cover John 10:10. Let's go to Psalm 34:19. And this is what I'm talking about, the paradox. And again, what's behind this, and it says, okay, well, I'm going to read verse 18. It says, the Lord is near those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Those are people that are going through depression. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. You can read the rest of that on your own time. Now, it, again, you don't understand the power you have. You know, when a person, develop a bodybuilder, he challenges himself by adding weight, okay? And God will challenge us. We may think that we, you know, today should be a great day and nothing should happen, but God is, he's always in eternal mode. So, I mean, and the key factor, what happens with this is, you think about when you start out, you know, how you go through the phase of you used to stub your toe and Jesus didn't come out your mouth. And by the time, you become mindful of that. And by spending time in the Word and particularly spending time talking to God, worship, private worship. Private worship, this is why in Ephesians 5:18 is so significant, because there's a spiritual adoration that occurs that's beneficial to you, in which you become saturated with the Spirit of God. It said be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Now, it's not talking about feel. It didn't say F-E-E-L, the Spirit. It's F-I-L. That's a dominance in thinking and action. And for me, in my mindset, above speaking in tongues, how I respond to every situation tells me if I'm full of the Spirit. Because if you're full, trust me, on this earth today, they'll draw out of you a lot. So you have to refill. That's why it's there. It's a refill. That's how you do it. That's why you put them praise songs on. That's why you sing. I don't care if you sing in the key of Z. God don't care. When it hit his ears, if your heart is in it purely, when it hit his ear, it's in the right key. And the exchange occurs. When God gave me the revelation of that scripture, he showed me a picture, a little visual picture of a baby bird being fed by his mother. Okay, you got to open your mouth. And the bird is just chirping along, and then mom drops the stuff in there. It's a baby worm. But the point of the matter was, I got the message. When you open your mouth, to you breathe in the Spirit of God while you are singing praises. That's why I make every effort to be there doing the initial praise, the first praise songs to come out. See, the pride that somebody said something recently. See, the choir comes out and minister to you. But that first opening praise that everybody like to come to church, not everybody, the few people that like to come after that, if you're challenged, you definitely want to be there. Why? Because in the process of filling you with his Spirit, he can put revelation knowledge on other challenges you are facing, whatever it is. And that really helps if you are reading his word. You know, and I heard a man of God say something that confirmed what I've known for years. When I started out, people was on my case. And the Bible thumpers was really on my case. Like, I didn't have a right to know that stuff. And God would quote scripture in my ear. Now I got to do research. See, and he liked that. There's an experience of a feeling of the Spirit. You know, when you get into there's a level of presence of God that you will know right away, because you feel so good. Your muscles tighten up so tight. This is why you see a lot of time we had a guest singer, J.J. Hairston, at the New Year's service, and I could tell when the Holy Ghost just fell up in that, man, he fell up in that place. And again, when that happens, that never happened. That's not just for that event. That's a reload. Okay? Take that to heart. That's a reload. That's why you don't want to miss that and do that. This is why every day when I pray, my first prayer today begins with worship and praise. You may not feel like praying, but once you start praising God, man, where we at on time? Because, yeah, we ran it down already. When you start praising God, you're drawn in. See, and it's like you generating an energy force that just blows up. And if you are ailing, okay,
praise will that will help speed up the process. That's why you do that. I'm telling you, there are benefits to this, and you really want to master this. Amen. You really want to master this. Okay, we getting started. We going along good, but don't feel bad. Don't let the devil. One of the reasons I read this in Psalm 34. Don't let the devil tell you you got sick because of something you did or said wrong. Jesus paid for that. When you know you do something wrong, like somebody cut you off in traffic and you talk about their mom. Listen, understand with God. Once you ask him for forgiveness, he forgets it completely. Completely. So don't, if you ask God for forgiveness on Tuesday, don't, the devil will try to attack you. This is another reason. And have a prayer partner. Have somebody that you can call that you know that pray. It's, you know, pray. Now, I mean, not say they pray, but actually pray. You know who it is, you know. I'm going to tell you, I don't have nothing against people talking about ain't nothing in the Bible against saying you can't go out to the nightclub. Yeah, but you know what? Nobody hangs out with the devil. Sanctified saints don't hang out with the devil. It's just that plain and simple. I got to the place I did not feel comfortable in that darkness, that loudness, and God wasn't glorified. It's just that simple. That's plain. Yeah, everything done. Okay, Paul said all things are available. We can do all things, but all things are not necessary. You know, people go to nightclub for the same reason we go to church. They go to get their feeling. That's where they get their spirit. They drink their spirit. There were once upon a time bars would have signs outside saying spirits. People didn't get it. We're going to talk about that next week on how that occurs, because that actually occurs. And it's in the Bible. Everything's in the Bible. Believe me, the science is there. Sciences are catching up to what the Bible already exposed. Amen. But we're going to close off right there. But be encouraged. If you get something, and attack. Whenever Satan, but he gives you the sniffles, speak against that thing. Call it out. Say, I curse you in the name of Jesus. If you got cancer, curse cancer. That's a thing. That's a living entity. Curse him. Call him out. Say he had no right to be in your body. He shall go out with the drought. Amen. He shall die and you shall live. I've been there. I can say that because I have been there. Okay? Amen. Now, that was an area I took to full battle. I took to full battle. I was like, no. Because the hospital, the medical industry's track record killed five of my friends. They had surgeries. They had chemo. Now you got doctors coming out against chemo. it didn't even stop. You know, shoot me with some radiation. They blow people up with radiation. I get what they're trying to do. A lot of them have good intention. But I'm like, you know what? If five men of God had died, that's the worst. What's the worst? What's the worst? I'm going to heaven early. That was the worst battle. At some point in time, you have to go full battle. But now, that depends on where you are in Christ. I was in a position where I had enough knowledge and I was living. I live by these seven steps, causes of prayer failure, prayer success. I live by that. I learned that from my pastor. Amen. I learned that from him. But anyway, I learned it because it's in the Word. That's the main thing. It's in the Word. And you'll see that in everybody that's successful in the Word. You'll see that in their character. Believe me. Anyway, hallelujah. Well, let's not. This may be your first time tuning into this. And you may have been going to a church and never joined the church. And that's critical. This was the pastor of a very large church. I'm not going to name it. Large church. Took a poll, found out half the people in his church had never asked Christ to come into their heart. And that is significant because that's actually a legal act that transfers authority from Satan over your life to God. And that's what occurred. That's what it means receiving Christ, okay? That's an actual occurrence. I know if you saw the smoke or something happen, that it would be easier to receive. This is why it's a faith walk. But trust me, you do this, you're going to know a difference. Yeah, I know the difference. I believe me, I've been at this over 40-plus years, and I can tell the difference, and you can grow in it. And because it gives you more access. You don't just, what I keep recommending, going to God, you can do that, but Satan can actually block what God tried to give you in the way of revelation because you have not transferred authority in your life. And we're going to take care of that right now. Now all you got to do is say this prayer with me. Lord God in heaven, I believe your word. I want to trust in you and your word. You said that all men were born in sin and that you sent your son to die for our sin. And I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I say with my mouth and I believe in my heart that I am saved, I am born again, and I am restored. Amen. It's that simple. It's really that simple, you know. Because, again, like I say, if you get sick, if you are sick, speak to it. Tell it. Talk to it. It's a person. And the reason I say it's a person because it didn't even have to go to medical school to know the part of your body to attack to cause the impact. Even if it's depression, speak against that spirit. It is an intellect. It takes an intellect to deal with an intellect. You an intellect, it's an intellect. See? But again, the revelation of your authority will become clearer to you as you walk in the word and the power of God. Amen. Amen. Well, know this, that prayer is God trusting you with this power. Prayer works by love, and God is love. Shalom.
Man, I wish somebody would have told me the truth a long time ago. Nobody sat me down and say, look, this ain't that and that ain't this. I was deceived for so long. It's only right that I expose all this deception in the mighty name of Jesus. Carry on, young soldier. Listen. Who told you gangsters go to heaven? Huh? Who told you money make you real? Tell me. Who told you pistols make you tough? And you don't see all the dead bodies on the field? Man, who said that mercy's for the weak? Who said forgiveness is for chump? They say a coward dies a thousand deaths, a soldier dies but once. Hey, they mourn you for a week and they forget you in a month. Who told you God doesn't exist? Who told you God was just a myth? Who planted seeds of disbelief inside your mind so you could trip? Hey, who told you Jesus doesn't love you? Who said you couldn't be forgiven? Do you not know how much he loves you? Listen, do you not know the king is risen? Who told you Christian rap was whack? Whoever said that man was whack. The truth will hit you hard and knock you flat down on your back. Who told you Christian rap was whack? Whoever said that man was whack. The truth hit you so hard and knock you flat down on your back. Hey, two things either happen. Hey, one, you gon' get mad and hate me for correcting you, for pointing out what's bad. Or two, you get convicted and cry out because you sad and ask God to forgive you for the trespasses you had. You either run to him or run from him. And I just pray you come to him. Put down all your blunts and guns and you say, Lord, I'm done with this. You run to him or run from him. I just pray you come to him. Put down all your blunts and guns and you say, Lord, I'm done with this. Everything they told me was a lie. And man, I know that now. It's only right we hit the streets and we expose that now. And dirty devil should've killed me. And Holy Spirit, come and seal me. Fill me with new strength again. Now I'm feeling new inside. Lord, I abide in you and follow you where you abide. Fill me with new strength again. Now I'm feeling new inside. Lord, I abide in you and follow you where you abide. Hey, I confide in you with confidence, my Lord, cause greater is he who lives in me than he who's of this world. Hey, I confide in you with confidence, my Lord. Greater is he who lives in me than he who's of this world. Who told you God couldn't be trusted? Man, I'm trying to tell you, you could trust him. He loves you deeply, please believe me. He hates to see his children suffering. See, I don't know what all they told you, and I don't even know who told you. I just know that he's the answer, he gets hope, man, to the hopeless. I don't know what all they told you, and I don't even know who told you. I just know that Christ the answer, he gets hope, man, to the hopeless, yeah. Who told you?